Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to take a break again. We're going to take a break, and we're getting into the final days of when you can do Christmas shopping. And we have with us today a new guest. He's not been on the show, and I haven't even had a chance to talk to him prior to. He's not been on the show before, but he represents Galaxy Press and the Cowboy books that they put out that I have highly recommended for Christmas gifts, with Rex Harden. He's I've been told right here in his bio that he's a great nephew of a notorious outlaw, John Wesley Harden. And for some strange reason, Rex even looks like him. The genes do carry, don't they? It says growing up through high school, Rex rode in the Texas rodeo circuit, mostly riding the bulls. He later found his way to Hollywood and the movies, performing with Martin Cove, if you remember him, as well as Three Tickets to Paradise and Bare Knuckles, a Horse Story, and various Hallmark Channel movies. Oh, he's been on Hallmark. Rex has also performed in several of the Ron Hubbard Western plays that they put on there in the theater. And if there is a Western movie or TV show he hasn't seen, he'll eat his cowboy hat. Well, we might have to test that a little bit. Rex, welcome to CSC Talk Radio. How are you? Maybe we should put Stump Rex today. See if we can come up with a cowboy movie you've not seen or a story. How are you doing, Rex?
Great. It sounds like I'm in a lot of trouble already.
You are in trouble already. You're always in trouble when you land on CSC Talk Radio. You know, it's a conservative talk show, so we're always trying to cause a little trouble around here anyway. We believe in cowboys.
Yes, ma'am. It's been kind of a fun ride with all those things I've got to do. It started off in East Texas as a young boy, and you always wanted to be a cowboy. And then your dad moves you to Chicago, and that changed things for a lot of years.
It's hard to be a cowboy in Chicago.
Yeah, it didn't work as well. It was wrestling and track instead of football and, you know, rodeo.
You did wrestling, though?
Yes, ma'am. In Illinois, from third all the way through eighth grade, I wrestled. My dad was a union iron worker, and he didn't like that farming, ranching lifestyle in Texas, as well as the rest of us. So once he moved on to a city to work, he took the whole family with him every dang time, so we followed. But he moved me back to Texas in ninth grade.
Oh.
And that's how the cowboy continued.
The cowboy came out, huh?
Yes, ma'am, because it always wanted to be and still does today. We all play cowboy, a bunch of us. I belong to a group called the Hole in the Wall Gang, and several of us are in all these plays that Galaxy Press does, and we have a blast doing them because they're really fun.
It is fun. You know, we're heading into Christmas. I mean, we're just almost there. Everybody's down to the last minute. I'm one of those that always seems to procrastinate and do my shopping at the last. So I'll be going out again tonight. I went last night. I'll go out again tonight. Used to be that was what was on every little boy's Christmas list was a holster and guns for Christmas and a cowboy hat.
Or a coonskin hat.
Yes, that Daniel Boone coonskin hat.
We all wanted to be Daniel Boone or Davy Crockett at one time too.
Yep, that's true. And we used to watch We used to watch that series on TV quite a bit, you don't hear them ask for that as much, but you still see them play cowboys and Indians in some respect. They'll still play that cowboy. And I live in rural area of Missouri, right smack dab in the middle of the nation, and I'm surrounded by farmers and cowboys, and so it's kind of a good place to be. You feel pretty safe most of the time.
I live out in northeast Scottsdale, And we can, I live right on the Tonto National Forest, which has approximately 3 million acres, so I can ride the horse out, which I ride usually on the weekends, every morning, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Awesome.
With a couple of the old cowboy neighbors, and we have a blast still to this day.
Well, you know, we're an advocate here for the West, and they have a lot of issues with the government coming in and taking land and grabbing the land and kind of dictating their way of life, and it's been pretty sad in some areas, and so that's what we do here is we try to man up or ride for the brand, so to speak, and try to protect the land, the property rights, and those kind of things. So we are about cowboys. And I'm going to recommend a magazine to you, Rex, since you're such a good cowboy. I want to recommend that you purchase Range Magazine, and I'll send you a free copy. And I think you need to see Range Magazine. It's when they tell you that news is dying, that journalists are gone, journalism is dead, it's not true. And so if you, when we go to a break, if you will give my producer your address, I'm going to mail one of those to you, if you'll let me do that.
Yes, ma'am, I would be happy.
I will do that. In fact, any of my listeners, I've got a few of these from the winter. I happen to be in this one, but that's not the reason I'm sending it to you. But the reason that I'm going to send it to you is because of the property rights and the issues, and it talks about farming and talks about the cowboys, and I think you will really, really like it. And she produces some other books that I think you would like, all about cowboys, all about truth in the real cowboys, and I know you're a real cowboy. I wasn't insulting you there at all. But
no, ma'am. And you know what's funny about that is I have one of the biggest gardens out here where I live, and I grow every kind of vegetable besides being trying to play cowboy every day. But I love gardening because I was raised in that environment, and so I've always done it no matter where I've lived.
Well, that's called independence. That's called,
yeah,
you know, taking control of your own life and raising your own food and putting it up and canning it or freezing it or whichever way you do it or dry it. I've got a son that's into that. I couldn't get him to.
All of that. We have our own chickens and eggs.
It's absolutely.
Fantastic.
You said you do have chickens?
Oh, yeah. I have 14 chickens. So we have eggs. That's another thing I don't buy at the store. I go all my home. I grow a lot of southern vegetables like okra and purple hull peas, but every other kind of vegetable. I do all my herbs, my kale, everything I grow right here. So if I can keep the horse and the other animals out of all that stuff.
So are your chickens free range?
Yes, ma'am. They are very much so. They probably have the nicest chicken coop in the world. It's been fortified about 10 times to keep the coyotes and especially the bobcats from eating them.
Yes, and you know, skunks will get them too.
I've never eaten a skunk yet, thank goodness. I see plenty of coyotes and bobcats, though.
Well, you can take them out, can't you?
Well, I try to leave everybody alone and let them go on their business. And usually the bobcat don't want any part of you anyway. As soon as you see its rear end because it's going over the fence or away from you.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
Yeah, they can be aggressive, but as a rule, they're not. They're after one thing. I know when I had one of my sons that went out deer hunting, turkey hunting, and he kept calling the turkey, and the bobcat kept coming out. And he said after about the third time, he realized that bobcat was going to be doing his stalking, so he took it down. He got rid of the bobcat after the third time. But we're going to talk about some of the Western books and the audio books and the books themselves here with Galaxy Press as we continue this conversation with Rex. Rex, let's go ahead and challenge everybody. I had it in here that there's not a cowboy movie he didn't see or hasn't heard about, so we're going to challenge him. What cowboy movie? What cowboy movie do you think he might not have seen or heard? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And Rex Harden and Beth Ann will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting with Rex Harden. We're going to talk a little bit about the Galaxy Press books, the Western series of L. Ron Hubbard. Fiction books, they're great Westerns. We like Westerns here, Rex. We kind of live, we're in the Midwest, but I have a lot of listeners that truly are cowboys. They're out there on the range and taking care of the cows and taking care of the prairie, taking care of business. And yeah, they put out gardens too. I'm fairly certain that they do. And we see a lot of people going back to that. Now, you've read some of the L. Ron Hubbard books, and the time and the era of those days when he actually was out in the West. He actually was a cowboy for a while, was working in that era. How does that compare to now with you and how you live, and what do you see in the parallels with the cowboys of then and the cowboys of now?
Well, it's hard to explain being able to ride out there in the open lands, you know. I go to Wyoming once a year, and I'm sure it's very similar to what he experienced, in Montana. You're out there. There's no cars. There's no other people. You know, you're riding your horses all day long. It's absolutely beautiful. And you see country that you just can't see any other way but by horseback. Hmm. It's hard to beat that. And I know when I was young, I got to experience that. And when you do, it just never leaves you, or it has never left me.
Well, you know, they say that about motorcycle riding, too. That it's just different than being in the car, or you just see things that you wouldn't see otherwise. And so I would think horseback riding would be even better than the motorcycle, because the motorcycle is really fast. And not that the horse doesn't.
I'd feel safer on the horse.
We have talked about Ben Johnson. Did you ever meet Ben Johnson?
No, you know, the only time I remember was at the barber shop in Gilbert, Arizona, when he was getting his hair cut.
Is that right?
Yeah, his mother lived in Mesa. He was one of those guys that was friendly with everybody who he met, and I don't think you'll ever find one person that has a bad word about him.
No, and
I never met him in the industry, just met him there.
He was quite the horseman.
Quite the horseman. He started out very early. There's some great stories about him, you know. He took care of horses for Hugh Hefner at one time when he was like 15 or 16. And that's how he got his start, you know, came from Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah, I know. And he, what I had read about him was that he insisted when he was on the set that the horses were picked out by him, that he provided the horses.
Right. I said the wrong guy. It definitely wasn't Hefner. It was, gosh, I've lost my mind today.
Well, that happened.
Anyway.
Happens a lot with me. Well, you know, my husband's an advocate of the Westerns, and we will sit there and, you know, I like watching the old West stories, the really old ones. And I like to watch them, but I'm not real particular. I will watch them, but after a long time, I'm a little bit tired of the spaghetti westerns. Did you get into the spaghetti western era with? Well, I like the Clint Eastwood ones, but there's some of them that really go back, and they're really not. They're rather slow moving.
There's several that are great, but for the most part, no, I didn't. You know, the big ones, yes, I was into, but no, more of that. You know, 50s, 60s. You know. Lawman, Laredo, the High Chaparral, you know, all those shows. Whereas kids, we were the remote control for father watching the TV, you know, and that's how that happened. But not only are all these books by L. Ron Hubbard are great to read, but the audio books are even better. And I've listened to every one of the Westerns because they're my favorite. And when I get in the car traveling, when I have to go to Hollywood or anywhere, I can listen to that the whole way and enjoy it. And I do it every time I drive.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And it's not like just listening to a book being read. And I've tried to make that point with my listeners. It's full of all kinds of sound effects and different actors and actresses that are taking on the parts of in the book. So it's like you're listening to a movie.
It makes you, people have said, even when we do the live play, when in front of the live audience, and they all come up afterwards. It was just like when we were children listening to the radio show at home with mom and dad. And so that's when you see that much joy in what you just did in a live performance of these plays by L. Ron Hubbard. I did The Toughest Ranger, and I think The Reign of the Gila Monster was the other one that I did. But they're great. And the nice thing is you can sit down with your whole family, children, everyone, and listen to these. You know, they're that good. And the books, too.
And they're clean. And they have a good moral ending.
Right.
And I'm going to just tell everyone, you can go to galaxypress.com. That's simply galaxypress.com to check out these Westerns there. And you can get a single book or a single audio book, or you can order a whole set of them or several of them. And they make perfect stocking stuffers. They would just really be great stocking stuffers and something good for the entire family. I have a movie that maybe you have not seen. I'm going to start that out. Tall Man.
Tall Man, I have seen it.
Oh, yes. Darn. I thought I had you stumped. Can you say who was in it?
It was just on TV the other day.
It was. Oh, you watched the 24-hour cowboy show too, huh?
The Western Channel, you got to have. You know, let me see. Who was it in that? Gary Cooper in that one?
No, 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 not Gary Cooper. Nope.
I just watched it, so let's think for a second.
All right. I'll give you a do
it had
do,
everybody.
Do 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 do.
What year was that one done?
I don't know the year.
I watched it the other
55, 1955, something like that.
Right. Right. So I've watched so many, they all went together. But I can't remember if it was Clark Gable in that one.
That's who it was. It was Clark Gable and Jane Russell.
There you go.
Jane Russell sang The Tall Man. And she
beautiful? Wow.
It was a great movie. It was a great movie. And I had some other big stars in it, too. And we like to watch the... Go ahead.
All-star cast, I thought. A lot of everybody that... But all those guys back in those shows went on to do everything on all the Westerns.
What? Say that again. I didn't hear you.
All those guys went on in those movies, did all kinds of Westerns from time.
Clark Gable did lots of Westerns.
Right. And all the other people that weren't the top, you know, characters in the show, I mean, went on to have long careers because you can sit down and watch the Westerns show and see four or five of the guys on all the different shows in a row.
You know, the young man that played Clark Gable's kid brother in that, he played Buck in with the High Chaparral. He played Buck in the High Chaparral.
Oh, and I love the High Chaparral.
In the series I'm talking about.
Right, the High Chaparral. Don Collier still lives down in Tucson, and very nice man. And he's the last one that I know that's alive from the High Chaparral right now.
And is that right?
Yeah, that I know.
Okay. Well, we have a caller. We have Roger from New Mexico. Roger, can you stump Rex?
Say again? I got a ding. I didn't hear what you said.
I say, can you stump Rex? Do you know of a cowboy movie he didn't see?
Well, not really, but it's kind of off the subject. What I wanted to know is when John Wayne got started as a young boy, actually, in the movies, he said he claims that he knew Tom Mix, and Tom Mix... one of Tom Mix's friends was Wyatt Earp. And it says, John Wayne says, when you see me acting in a movie, you're seeing Wyatt Earp.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Has he ever heard any of that? Because he says he copied everything Wyatt Earp did.
Rex, do you know about that?
No, ma'am. I do not know about that. But if you look at some of his movies, The Shootist was based on an aging outlaw like John Wesley Harden, and a lot of the sayings in that same movie were from John Wesley Harden's autobiography.
Well, that's amazing. That's just
okay.
Amazing. All right, thank you, Roger. Go ahead, finish.
He sees a connection. He sees a connection. That's cool. I was also going to ask him about Bud Smith, my great uncle, who was a cattle rustler here in Alamogordo. When the train came through, he put calves on the train and shipped them to Oklahoma Panhandle. I thought you'd find that interesting. He got real rich. Anyway,
did he pass it on?
Think about it. Well, you know, no, it was his descendants who happened to not be me.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, I'll let you go.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Roger. I'm going to remind my listeners that tomorrow on Free for All Friday, we're going to have Christmas greetings. I want as many of you who can to call in. We're going to give our Christmas greetings. Right now, we're visiting with Rex Harden. We're talking about the Western series, but they're not really a series. They're Western books from Galaxy Press. They're written by L. Ron Hubbard, but they are the fiction Western books. And you can visit galaxypress.com. And let's try and stump Rex today. Have you know of a movie, a cowboy movie, that he maybe didn't see? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I thought I had him with Tall Man, but I didn't. And we will be right back. Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Rex Harden, a cowboy. He plays a cowboy. He is a cowboy. And we appreciate all that you have done. It's fun to listen to your stories. What would be your favorite? I'm going to ask you two favorites. What is your favorite Western story from the L. Ron Hubbard books, the Western books? And what is your favorite Western movie? If you can find one. I mean, I have several. I have one that's really my favorite, but there's lots of them that I will watch over and over and over again. So what's your favorite story out of the L. Ron Hubbard Galaxy Press Western books?
Well, the toughest ranger, because that's the first live play and the first live audience I ever worked with, and they were all major stars, you know, and just then little old Rex up there that hadn't had that much experience. Peter Brown, who passed away recently, was in it with us, and it was just great honor to be able to work with him and Martin Cove and and Paul Pape, all guys that have been in the industry for a lot of years, and not to mess it up, I don't think, in any way, and have a great time. As far as my favorite Western, always would be Lonesome Dove.
Lonesome Dove. Yep, that's a pretty good one. And that's a long series. I like to watch that and the other one that prequel that came out. We have a caller from Illinois. Hang on. We have Jim from Illinois. Jim, can you stump Rex, do you think?
Hello.
Yes, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Can you, what's on your mind?
Well, I got a movie that he probably didn't see, but it's not an old movie. It's probably 15 years old.
Okay.
Maybe 20. It would be called Dead Man.
That's the name of a Dead Man?
Yeah, Dead Man is the movie. And if he wants to try and guess, otherwise I'll give him a clue as to who's in it.
Well, let's let him guess first.
I definitely need a clue.
What's that?
I definitely need a clue.
Okay. Well, it's kind of a cult classic already. It's a black and white film. And I would say it's probably not for kids, but it's a Johnny Depp movie, and it's called Dead Man.
I'm looking it up here. It was in 1995?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. That's interesting that it was in black and white.
I've been watching the start of it, and I didn't continue watching it for whatever reason.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good movie. Unfortunately, you know, Hollywood's got to slip their little stuff in there that probably shouldn't be in a film like that. And that's why I say it's not for kids. But I think it's an excellent movie otherwise.
All right. Okay, well, we stumped him.
Yeah, you did.
Way to go, Jim.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. I was going to ask you what the current role of the Western is in Hollywood. What do you think that Westerns have been with us, and they're unique to our culture here in the United States. How do you perceive that today? Because they really don't do a lot of Westerns today, but yet we still admire the cowboys. We have the cowboy channel where you just watch Westerns all day long and all night long. How do you think it compares to nowadays, the Western and today?
Well, it can't compare because it seemed like there must have been over 30 TV shows in the 60s, all Westerns, you know, running during the week. And now you hardly hear of a Western, but a lot of these Westerns are being made again that are coming out on Netflix. And I guess there's some pretty good series coming up. And I don't pay attention as much to the newer stuff.
Right.
Because there's not as much, you know. But every time Kevin Costner or someone makes a movie, it's successful. And I wish they would keep doing it because everybody seems to still go and watch.
Well, that and the Louis L'Amour series, you know, that Tom Selleck plays in a lot. And, of course, Ben Johnson was in the Sacketts with them. And, you know, I like to watch those over and over again. I never get tired of them. And I was going to ask you if you watched Monty Walsh.
Yes, ma'am, of course.
And, of course, that was when the cowboy was ending. You know, they were bringing in the motor vehicles and all kinds of things, and the cowboy was, a unique person and a dying breed at that time.
And just wanted to be a cowboy.
That's all he wanted to do was be a cowboy. You know, that's kind of the way we are here in the U.S. All we want to do is be left alone and be independent. There wasn't anything more independent than a cowboy, was there?
No, and I loved the standoff in the movie with the car on his horse.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome, and then he jumped it.
They needed help, yes.
He went right over that. He jumped it with his horse. That was pretty awesome. And
Tom Selleck is a very, very nice man. I got to meet him at the Golden Boot Awards many years ago, and it was funny. All those group of guys we were talking with, we met Fess Parker. He was still alive then.
Oh, yeah.
And we were all talking about our coonskin hats as kids and playing. It was Tom and Bruce Boxleitner and Marty and myself. And we were like kids in a candy store visiting with him, and he was a really nice man, too.
He is a good guy. I've never met him, but I've read about him in the past. And when he first started being successful with his Magnum P.I., you know, he brought his mother to Hawaii there, and they were riding. I was reading Guidepost at that time. I was subscribing to that, and there was a write-up about about he and his mother, and I thought it was just really kind of a warm little story about he and his mother at that time. And he didn't let it go to his head. He brought his mom to Hawaii. He wanted to show his mom Hawaii. So
yeah, no, he really impressed me as, you know, not being too Hollywood, as I call a lot of them.
Down to earth?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's because he's a real cowboy, isn't he? He may not play it. I mean, he may just play a cowboy. He doesn't live the cowboy world, but he has that cowboy heart.
Hey, if we had a lot more cowboy movies in Hollywood like we're talking, we'd all be doing more Westerns. If they're not there, they got to work, so they do what they can.
Well, and it was like Jim said, they have to throw in this other stuff that doesn't, it isn't necessary in the movies. We don't need it. You can have some clean romance. You don't have to have all the dirt and all that in it. And that's one reason, you know, these books, they're clean. They don't have that in them, and it's good family fun, whether you just read to one another or read it by yourself or put the audio book in and listen to it as a family. I kind of envision back in the day, like in the Waltons, where they sat around the radio and they all listened to the stories and do that together. And there's, I mean, they're not a series as in you have to listen to one after the other. They're different stories, but there is a collection of them, and I think you would really enjoy having these in your home library. I'm going to give the website again, galaxypress.com. That's galaxypress.com. Go ahead, Rex. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I interrupted you. If you start reading these books, you will pick them all up. And, you know, there's over 30 of them to read, you know, under the Die Hard brand, the Devil's Manna, Death Walk, Branded Outlaw. There's so many more. You know, Six Gun Caballero is one of my favorites.
Okay.
That I do. But I've read the books. And I've listened, again, I listen to these over and over again when I'm traveling, and it makes my drive time seem so much shorter. So I recommend that highly, and I've always said that.
Branded Outlaw, Death Waits at Sundown, Devil's Manhunt, and Under the Die Hard Brand, and The Toughest Ranger. The Toughest Ranger. You might want to get that just because he played a part in that, so that's his favorite. You might want to just get The Toughest Ranger.
There you go.
There you go. GalaxyPress.com is the website to go and order these books or the audios at GalaxyPress.com. If you prefer the sci-fi world, you can get the, or wife, yeah, sci-fi, that's right, science fiction. You can get the Battlefield Earth, which is kind of a futuristic cowboy. He comes in, Johnny Goodboy, and saves the day. And it's a lengthy book. It's a lengthy audio, but you will enjoy it thoroughly. Absolutely. GalaxyPress.com is the website to go to, or you can just go to BattlefieldEarth.com for that one. It's GalaxyPress.com, and we're going into a break. We're still trying to stump Rex with a movie that maybe he has not seen. I think all the John Wayne movies are out. He's seen all of those. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Beth and Rex, we're riding for the brand, and we'll be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com because you do. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Rex Harden. Rex, I've got a few that might think they can stump you. Let's see how many times we can stump you. We have Kevin from Ohio. Kevin, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. This is a really wonderful topic. Westerns are such a part of American history. I have two. One real quick. It's just a good reminder, a good memory, is Barbary Coast Gent.
Say that again, Barbary Coast?
Gent. Yeah.
Have you watched that one before, Rex?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm almost positive I have, just because of the name, the type, okay?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I spent all my life watching, you know, those old Westerns. I know it's a black and white from a long time ago.
Yep, it's 1944, Wallace Beery.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know the actor. I can't.
Oh, Wallace Beery. Don't you remember Wallace Beery?
Yes.
No?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I recognize the name. I'd have to look him up to get
right.
His face, but I recognize the name.
I would have to watch it again.
Okay, he was one of the most famous. But he was just, it's just a hilarious, it's a funny Western. But it's just beautifully done. It's you know, it's memorable. And then secondly, I wonder, had you ever watched the series called Whiplash?
No, I have not.
Okay, 1960-61. That's Peter Graves.
Oh,
uh-huh. Australian where he went down to Australia and the Cowboys down in Australia. and it is a treasure trove. I mean, that's just one good one. But the treasure trove is YouTube. Going to YouTube late at night, an old guy like me, and it's just, I can watch series, pick them out from the 40s, 50s, 60s movies, and the Westerns are the best. I bought a few of those Buckaroo calendars, and real nice, Beth Ann.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm glad you liked them.
Yeah, they're real. I love them. I love them. And my mother's a Western artist, and she really loves them, sort of thing.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Oh, thank you
very much.
Appreciate it.
God bless.
We've got Jim in Missouri. Jim, how are you today?
Doing pretty good, Beth Ann. Long time listener.
Good.
Great program.
Thank you.
I wondered if Rex could help my memory out a little bit. There's a guy from Miami, Arizona that played he had an old wandering eye. He played in a lot of Westerns. I don't think he ever played lead part, but he put in a lot of Westerns. Maybe he'd remember what the guy's name had, a kind of wandering eye, kind of Masonic way of conversing. Maybe he'd remember.
Yeah. I can now you're really trying to make me think. Too dang early in the morning? Because I got him pictured, but I can't tell you his name.
Yeah, are you talking about are you talking about the crooked eye guy?
Yes.
Yeah. Elam.
Elam, Jack Elam.
Yeah, Jack Elam. Elam.
Jack Elam. There you go.
He was great. He was great. He even played in some comedies, some Western comedies.
He even played, in Western comedy, he played John Wesley Harden in one of them. Nothing, too fat, but he actually played John Wesley Harden in one of the Westerns.
That, was that the one with Jim Gardner?
I think so.
Yeah,
You're exactly right.
I think so. Yeah, those were really great, great comedy Westerns. Those were great. Thank you, Jim. Thank you. You're welcome. We have Lee in Kansas. Lee, how are you today?
Hello, Beth Ann. Rex, how are you doing?
Great, Lee.
Okay. Hey, I'm not a cowboy, but we do have cowboys in Kansas. I've got friends that are pen riders and even fellows that ride open range and rope cattle and run them off a horseback. There's one movie that comes to mind from years gone by. I would say it was the late 60s. It's called Nobody. Either that or A Man Called Nobody.
All right. Do you remember who was in it?
Yes, Henry Fonda.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm looking it up.
and again, I've seen so many Henry Fonda, and he did a lot of Westerns.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. He wasn't my favorite cowboy, but he did a lot of Westerns.
He was really fast with the gun in this movie, and it started out and he was waist deep in water in a river with a holding a stick above his head, and a guy was riding by and he lowered that stick and knocked a catfish in the head and brought him fighting out of the water up to the bank. And then, if I remember right, they started rocking, and he was so fast with the gun, he could just go circles around everybody that came up against him.
I didn't know the name of the movie, but I have seen this movie, and it is a good movie. And it's the other gentleman is Terrence Hill, who played the Trinity. They call me Trinity, and he was in that with him, and he was kept challenging him because he was trying. He was a gunslinger, and he was trying to get out of. He was trying to retire from his gunslinging, and he was trying to get away from it, and Terrence Hill just kept getting him in more trouble. Anyway, he says, my name is Nobody. He didn't want to tell his name. That's a good one, Lee.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Well, if you get a chance to ever get a chance to watch it, why, it's well worth the time.
Yeah, Rex, it's a good movie. It really is. That one's one of the better ones.
When you start talking, there's so many. Gosh, and then you forget about all these people that made all these Westerns. But everybody did back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yes. I pretty much love them all. There's not too many bad ones.
Yeah, the Statler Brothers did a song back in the day, Whatever Happened to Randolph Scott? You know, whatever happened to the Cowboys that, you know, we all admired, and they came in and they saved the day, you know, the good versus the evil, you know, the bad guy comes in, he tries to take the women or take the town and take the bank, and the Cowboy comes in and he saves the day. And thank you so much, Lee.
You betcha. Nice talking to you.
I want to give, and that's exactly what these books from L. Ron Hubbard and Galaxy Press, that's these stories. The Cowboy comes in and saves the day. He has a few trials that he has to go through to do that. But galaxypress.com, these make great Christmas gifts, or just gifts for any time, or just add to your library there at home. Galaxypress.com, look for the Western books, and if you like sci-fi, look for Battlefield Earth. We're just about out of time. Rex, what you got, Cowboy? You got anything you want to tell my listeners?
Well, it's been wonderful interviewing with you today, and I enjoyed it. I did get stumped quite often.
Oh, just once, really.
You know yourself, even if you get stumped, you know you've seen those movies.
Yes, we have. We have.
Talking about them.
Yes.
You just can't. Because, I mean, I do anymore. I work just like 3 days a week, so I watch.
We appreciate
it. I watch the Western Channel.
Yeah. Well, we'll have you on again, Rex. Thank you so much for being with us today. As I close the show, I think you're going to listen to me singing. My producers put me in there, and I appreciate that. I wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. As we work together, we got a cowboy up to bring America home.
As we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow, we can build a snowman and pretend that he is horse and brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.